Solid 3 sucks.
Which one was the snake eater?
The one in the 70s, yeah.
Snake eater.
Oh, I gotta eat a snake now. I'm a snake eater. Play the music.
Snake eater.
The theme was pretty rad, though.
That's alright.
Not need to remind each and every citizen of Rapture that free enterprise is the foundation upon which our society has been established.
Everywhere you go, everything you do, it's always done for death, pain, and misery.
Our men are running from the battlefield. A shame for this place!
Podcast.
It's the fucking Video Destruct dog cast.
Yes, I would love to do a dog cast, honestly. And we just talk about dogs. Like this week.
I don't know, corgis are okay.
This week, we discuss Sharpays.
The wrinklier, the better.
The wrinklier. That's a pretty good topic, I think.
That's the worst.
That's a pretty good topic. I think we should do that. Oh, man. But yeah. It's the Video Struck Podcast.
Really fucking in-depth fucking expose on...
Right? On dogs and why they're great.
Man's best friend?
Friend? Question, like, clickbait bullshit.
Everything like should just... And you won't believe what happens next.
This dog...
The veterinarian industry hates him.
Clickbait! Oh, man.
I fucking hate the internet, man. Oh, shit.
Oh, boy. Clickbait's the worst stuff ever. Luckily, we don't do clickbait here on the Video Destruct Podcast.
Everything we do is clickbait.
No, it's not. Like, our titles make no fucking sense.
Would you like to know what I think about Wolfenstein 3? Click to find out more. Won't believe what happens next.
But look at our titles. They're like the title last week was a bad potato gun.
Potato gun.
That was my bad. So, you know. But yeah.
Come for the fucking misspellings. Yeah. Stay for the in-depth commentary.
Yeah, exactly. So, there we go. Yeah. So.
Three simple tricks to play video games.
That's it. That's all we got. So what are we going to talk about today, Hoss? I played a game just before we started this thing.
Yeah.
We're not
talking about Binary Domain.
Next week. Next week. Promise Binary Domain. It's never going to happen.
The Binary Domain keeps getting pushed off because I'm a really big sucker for formatting.
Right.
And, like, with the Resident Evil episode, the Mortal Kombat episode.
Right.
The Wolfenstein The Old Blood came out this week.
Yes.
So I thought, you know what? Let's talk about one of my favorite fucking games ever. Mm-hmm. I've talked about it on this podcast a lot of times, but Wolfenstein, one of my favorite franchises. Not always been red hot, but I've liked every installment.
Right. A classic, people would say, the one that Wolfenstein 3D, an absolute
foundational video gaming experience.
Yes, a landmark moment in our industry. We gotta go!
I will fucking oversell this like Tony Schiavone. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, man. I played Wolfenstein 3D. Never played it before. It always known it's one of the classics of all time, but I finally got to experience it, and we'll be talking about that later on in the podcast. I think that's a pretty good one.
But first,
it's time for the news.
We're getting really shitty at these fucking segues.
What? Come on.
The fact that we're doing them, I think, is hilarious.
Right, yeah.
But what? We never do them well. No. Like, I kind of like that.
Yeah, that's our thing, is we don't do anything well in this podcast.
Speaking of smegma...
Oh, God, Jesus.
That's my favorite segue, because we're always talking about that.
You know...
Sony!
Fun fact, we were at a party a few weeks ago, and we were playing Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah.
One of my, I had bad cards the whole time, right? For those of you who don't know, Cards Against Humanity is like apples to apples, but for assholes.
Yep.
So that is essentially what it is.
For dicks.
For just dicks. I had a card that was Smegma. That was one of the things.
Yep.
And I submitted that card because I didn't have anything else, right? So I just submitted Smegma. Can't remember what the question was. And me and Haas were the only two that knew what Smegma was.
Yep.
And as soon as it came down, I was like, they go, what is Smegma? Haas immediately goes, duck butter. What the fuck? Why is it duck butter?
It's like it's in the bill.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
You,
oh, God. It's duck butter. Like, oh, they'll know this part. Oh, they'll get this.
Oh, shit.
You know, duck butter.
We're way too early in the podcast to do this fucking slap at me.
We are. Oh, this is bad. So anyway, on to the news. What's interesting about the news this week, PT is vanishing from all platforms. It's gone.
Yeah. Like, all right, so here's the thing. I put out a PSA earlier this week, and I think it's...
There's a motorcycle going by.
Yeah, sorry, I have the windows open. It's officially fucking summer it up is. In here, y'all.
Something happened. I don't know what happened
like,
there.
It's... That shit just, it fucking got real in the last couple weeks.
We are barely into May, and it like, just said, hey, how like, you doing?
It's like you and I are standing under an underpass, and there is a panning shot, and there is a helicopter, and you just said shit just got real. Like, that is how summer it fucking is right now.
It's a summer blockbuster.
It's summer is shit. But yeah, PT.
Yes.
I put out a PSA about PT. I mean, it's pretty widespread on the internet that you know this, but if you have PT downloaded to your PlayStation 4 and you ever want to play it again, don't delete it.
Yeah.
If you delete that, it's gone for fucking ever.
Forever.
Typically, like, I own a lot of games for the Xbox 360 where those companies don't exist anymore.
Right.
Like, I own a lot of Midway games, like Robotron 2084.
Robotron,
one of the greatest fucking games of all time.
Yeah.
Midway is not a company anymore.
Right.
You can't buy Robotron 2084 anymore. It's gone.
Right.
But I can still re-download it. Like, that fucking remake of Double Dragon...
Sure.
That company doesn't exist anymore, but I can still re-download that when I delete it.
Right.
But this game, like, kind of in the same way that we talked last week about how vindictive it appeared that Konami had been.
Yeah, towards...
It seems like they are purposefully saying, like, well, no, you get nothing, and it's fucking Kojima's fault. Fuck you.
Fuck you. Fuck Kojima.
Because I had quite a few friends that when they announced that PT was getting pulled down,
right,
who didn't have PS4s,
right,
got the PlayStation app.
Yeah.
Because you can purchase things through the PlayStation app, and they were like, well, I'll just flag this to my account, and everything's fine. Mm-mm.
Yeah, no. You gotta straight up download that sucker.
Yeah, and I guess since, like, I'm doing a road trip this summer, and I'm going to go see Todd and probably do some footage and shit.
Right on.
I guess I'll just have to bring my PS4 now because he never got to play PT, and he's pretty upset about it.
Right.
And he would have just gone out and bought a PS4, but he is getting a house on Thursday.
Right.
Didn't really feel like that would be the most responsible thing to do.
No, probably not.
Considering that it's kind of like that and Bloodborne, and there's nothing else he wants to play.
True.
I don't think that's probably a very good idea.
Probably not a good idea. Probably not. Probably not.
I feel sort of like an asshole, too, because I'm like, yeah, PT, whatever. Yeah, whatever. And Bloodborne, haven't even played it. Don't give a shit. It's like, why do you own a PS4? Dude, don't ask me, motherfucker. I just buy shit. I make bad decisions with money all the time.
All the time you make
Let's
bad
go
decisions.
Go to the casino. Fuck it. Yeah, I don't go to the casino.
Yeah, no, no.
I make worse decisions with money. Like, I go on Craigslist.
Right. Craigslist, that's depraved.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a shame. It is really vitriolic, the rivalry between Kojima and Konami right now.
It's declaring all of Kojima Entertainment staff as independent contractors and no longer employees.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure in some kind of way probably lets them not supply benefits.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Anymore.
Just kind of cut
this
them
is
off.
All just starting to seem kind of fucked.
You can kind of see him sawing off an arm right now, just really slowly.
Well, he'll really be Big Boss now, so if you get a robot arm on there, he'll be fine.
He'll be totally good.
That being said,
yeah,
kind of don't think I give a shit about Metal Gear Solid 5.
Yeah? You don't really care?
I guess I gotta play it. I played every other one.
You played all the others. You have all the chronology in your head.
Fucking 3 sucks.
Yeah.
Metal Gear Solid 3 sucks.
Which one was the Snake Eater?
The one in the 70s. Yeah,
Snake Eater, yeah.
All that dumb camo shit. It was fucking stupid. Oh, I gotta eat a snake now. I'm a snake eater. Play the music.
Snake Eater.
The theme was pretty rad, though.
That's all right. As we've said before, I'm kind of a sucker for a good Bond song, and that's totally just...
It is a good Bond
song. He wanted to make a Bond song.
It is a good Bond song. Yeah.
I mean, Konami is one franchise away from pulling out of video games.
Right.
And Pro Evolution Soccer is still really successful overseas.
Right.
FIFA has, in quality ways,
right,
made a lot of inroads there.
Right.
And, I mean, in the PS2 era, it was fucking PES or nothing. It was Pro Evolution or fucking nothing.
Right.
FIFA was terrible by comparison. And, Pro Evolution Soccer was so good, it didn't even have licensed teams. Still doesn't.
Wow.
No licensed teams. No names.
Yeah.
But it was just that good.
It was that good. It didn't matter that you had
it. Didn't matter. It was...
Could you make your own? Was that a thing? Could you make like your own
team? Oh, God, yeah. It's kind of like how NCAA, it's like...
Right, yeah. It's like, whatever. The Dragons. I'm going to remind the Dragons. Put a Dragon logo on.
Sick Dragon.
Sick Dragon on your Dragons, bro.
My team's all in Goku silk shirts. Yeah. Oh, I want you to know that Messi this year has donned the silken Goku and has gone to the dark side.
Silken Goku. Alright, there's your title. Donned the silken Goku.
We're not going to name it that. We never remember.
We never remember, so that's fine. It's a trope at this moment. At this point.
Messi has donned the silken Goku.
Silken Goku. Oh, man.
All right.
Yes.
What else are we talking about?
We are also talking about the Oculus price point.
Yeah. They still haven't said how much that is.
Still not out yet, but...
No, they have said when it's coming out. They said early 2016.
Mm-hmm.
They also have said that it would be more than $200.
Yes. And you said previously, $200 is probably the price line for
that. Yeah,
like you're not gonna do that for $199.
I mean, if you're gonna charge more than $200,
right?
It's gotta come with like 2 real games.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some actual like, launch titles, like yes. yeah, that not demo titles of you know.
Well, and for the longest time, it had before they were purchased by Facebook, it had looked like Oculus was on the cusp of forming a partnership with Valve.
Right.
Mm-hmm. there was a lot of support from Valve. Granted, they do this kind of stuff all the time, like all those Steam boxes and everything.
Sure.
But they supply a platform and support for these... burgeoning technologies is what you could call it.
Right.
But it's, they've since announced their own, ever since the Facebook buyout of Oculus.
Right.
But I've always felt like $200 was the right price point.
Right.
But I
$250 maybe? Would that be...
I still say it's got to come with like 2 fucking legit ass games.
Right.
I would have said 12 months ago that fucking Half-Life 3 will be on that thing at launch and you'll get it with it.
Right.
And I guess that's kind of my long roundabout way of getting at what I was trying to say. But
yeah,
if that thing was $250 and came with fucking Half-Life 3.
Oh, yeah. Then.
Shut up and take my fucking money.
Yeah, it's like commercial success, I think. Is
that thing comes with Portal 3.
Yeah.
And everyone just vomits inside of their Oculus.
Just vomiting money.
What if at launch for maybe like a 90-day window or something, what if Half-Life 3 was a VR-only experience?
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It'd be something. We'll see. It could be like, you know... 225. Who knows? You know, like they just said over 200. That's that could mean, you know, $2.99 to $2.15. Who knows?
I think there are stop gaps for technology. There's right. 50s and 99s and yeah. zero zeros.
Pretty much.
That's it.
50s, 99s, and zeros. Yep, that's all.
That's it and that's all.
That's it and that's all, son.
I can't think of the last mainstream
console
video game console type right. thing that was not priced at a 50 or 99.
Right.
Because the PlayStation 2 never went down to 75. It was a 99.
Yeah.
Part of me thinks, I think I remember when the original Xbox dropped to 150.
Okay.
I think the PlayStation 2 dropped to 175.
Yeah, yeah. I think there was.
But I'm really reaching here. And that was like fucking 13 years ago. That's so guess true. What? Not a long track record of that happening. So right, that right. thing will be 250 or 299.
Yeah.
Suck it down.
Right. I remember the Wii dropped.
That will not be over $300.
Yeah.
No. You're out of your goddamn mind if you think it's fucking more than $300. But the one thing I will say over the development kits, they have put 1080p screens in there.
Right.
And John Carmack works there, the founder of id.
Right.
Which, coincidentally, one of the games we played today was an id game.
It was an id game.
John Carmack joint. But he went there expressly to be their head technologist.
Right.
And he said that he's getting very close millisecond response time wise
okay.
to where he thinks is wow. legit.
Oh, wow.
And 2.5 years ago, he said, oh, I think it's a fantastic device, but that is not ready for prime time with like the 10 millisecond lag that it had on it.
Right,
he
yeah.
said it looks ridiculous.
Yeah, you can't. Like, it's just such a thing. It's like, it's a hard thing to go about because, like, you know, like, it's like motion controls in general. Motion controls can be like really well programmed for a game, but the fact remains that if you presented a game that used button controls, and your button control was the way you programmed it, your button control only worked about 85% of the time, that is completely unacceptable.
Or even if it worked every time.
Yeah. But
there's still a lag.
But a lag, yeah, exactly. It's like in motion controls, it's sometimes it doesn't work. Like 85% of the time, which for motion controls is like, hey, pretty good. But if that was for a button, you would be fired as a programmer.
Are we done?
And it's like, yeah, are we done with motion controls? Is that what you're going to ask?
Yeah.
Not quite. We will be, I think. It's still a novelty. It's not quite. It's not as big as it was, obviously.
There's no games this generation
no.
for it.
No, there's not.
But like, they still make Just Dance, okay? But that, yeah, whatever.
Exactly. There's still novelty. We're not done with it yet.
There are millions of these Kinects out there, and there's not a single fucking game.
Not a single Kinect game for it, no. I feel like...
Kinect Sports.
Right, yeah, Kinect Sports. I feel like when it hits its next technology jump, it'll always come back, I think.
So you're saying this is the Virtual Boy to Oculus?
Exactly,
kind
to
of
Oculus kind of deal.
Like 15
yeah, yeah,
years like, from well, now, you'll be like, oh, yeah. they figured it out.
They figured that out, and they jumped apart, and now it's going to be another fad again. Like, you know, because the Wii worked. Not perfectly, but it worked for a lot of the games that were there. It, you know, some would argue that Twilight Princess motion controls worked better than the Skyward Sword, which was all based on the motion control. You know, so it's just weird how some of it, you know, translates into.
Well, to be fair, Twilight Princess's motion controls,
right,
were just replacing a button press with a waggle.
It's true.
And
yeah.
Skyward Sword, no matter what you have to say about it, it was designed with more precision in mind.
Yes.
And you get back to that diminishing returns of the more that you demand.
Yes.
Out of a motion control, mm-hmm. the fucking less you get back.
Yeah, yeah.
It's why Dance Central is so perfect.
When
it's just, as long as you are facing the way that card says to,
mm-hmm.
you can be fucking terrible at dancing, but be really good at Dance Central.
Exactly. If once we get to a one-to-one control, I think, and that's possible to do with as technology advances, I think motion controls will make another big jump. Just when you get to one-to-one, that's when it's like, oh, it's one-to-one now. Everything I do is exactly what's going on screen, regardless of how crazy I make it, you know. And that's going to be hard.
I know this is going to sound like crazy and totally unlike me, but
right.
I've been thinking really long and hard lately about, like, fuck, is this industry, is the AAA industry fucked?
Is it totally fucked?
Are they too expensive to make?
Right, yeah.
Have we crossed the Rubicon?
The hardware, you mean? Like, just being, like,
more... the games.
Developing
a AAA title. I mean, like, you know, granted, the push behind Destiny was fucking incredible. Like, oh my god, I'd ever seen for the marketing and everything, and how many ads there were and everything, but the game cost $500 million.
Right.
Woof.
Games are making a lot more now than they ever were before.
And all of the mid-tier fucking developers and publishers are gone.
Yeah.
Your THQs and your Midways don't fucking exist.
No, they're gone, yeah.
And yeah, you got WB, but they make two games.
Yeah.
They make Lego What the Fuck Ever, and they make Batman and Arkham. Then NetherRealm occasionally makes a Mortal Kombat every other year.
Yeah, and that's about it.
That's all that they make, and they're one of the biggest publishers in the world!
Yeah.
You know how many games that fucking Activision had at E3 last year?
How many games?
Four.
Four games at Activision at E3. What were they?
They were all hot bangers.
What were they?
It's like Call of Duty.
Call of Duty. Oh,
Destiny.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Skylanders, and there was one more.
Yeah, right.
But that's what they make now. That's it.
Yeah, that's all they do.
And that's the largest publisher in the world.
Right.
Oh, they had Diablo Ultimate Evil Edition.
Right. That's right.
Four games.
The Diablo series. Yeah, I mean...
Granted, they also have Blizzard, who makes, like, one game a year.
Well, yeah, exactly.
But, I mean, still, five?
Come on. Right, yeah.
Like, and the slow rollout of new franchise... I mean, granted, like... You know, recently we saw... Did you see that fucking Mad Max video game footage?
No.
Holy shit, that game looks awesome.
Did it?
That game looks... it's from the Just Cause guys, so it's going to be nuts.
Right, okay, yeah.
And they unveiled the new Just Cause.
Right.
And, you know, we're probably about to hear about Fallout 4, and the Doom beta is going to start soon, and, you know, whatever the Dishonored... I mean, there's a lot of stuff coming.
Right.
I don't want to sound like some kind of doomsday fucking, you know...
Yeah.
Theorist or anything.
Yeah.
But have we gotten to a point where games are so fucking expensive that it's win or your company goes out of business?
Yeah, this is done completely.
Are we there yet?
I don't know. It just depends on, like, you know, the majority of time spent from most hardcore gaming enthusiasts, what time they're going to be spent playing what game. If they're still playing Call of... You know what I mean? If they're still playing Call of Duty 3 years after it came out, that same Call of Duty game, and they're not picking up anything new on this end, but there's also a lot more platforms to come out on. Steam is, you know, like, it rolls out a lot more for people, for a different genre of people, and it makes money for a lot of smaller developers. Not AAA money, obviously.
Yeah, but, and that's the thing, is that, like, I love independent games. Mm-hmm. I do.
Yeah.
But I have spent a disordinate amount of time this generation on independently developed games.
Right.
Because there's not any other AAA shit left to play.
Right. It does kind of feel like there is... Everyone's trying to hit that GTA 5 run of just making more fucking money.
Skyrim.
Than anything ever before.
Well, you could argue that's probably why we haven't seen Fallout yet, is that...
Right.
Bethesda's looking at that Skyrim money and how big that was, and just everybody involved in that project is probably shitting bricks. It's like, how do you follow up the biggest thing in the world?
Ever. Yeah.
And
put first person in the biggest thing in the world as well. That's what they did.
Well, and Grand Theft Auto, I mean, those Rockstar guys have... For the entire existence of that company, said, fuck you, I don't care what you want. You know what, we're making a fucking Warriors game, right? How about that?
Yeah.
You know, like, they made a game about the Warriors.
Yeah.
Like, 20 years later.
20 years after.
You know why? Because that movie fucking rips.
That movie is rocking. That movie is a rocking
awesome.
Movie.
I don't like the director's cut, but it's the only DVD I could find.
Okay.
You ever seen the director's cut?
I don't know if I have. I think I've only seen the original.
It's like, I guess, 15 or 20 years. It was after the game came out. They kind of capitalized on that, trying to juice it up.
Clearly.
And they added, like, all these, like, animation slides to it where they, like, clearly say, hey, this is about the 300 Spartans. Guys, you
stay.
Is anybody?
Get it?
Rob Mand here.
I hope you're getting this. It's really important.
We're talking about the Warriors. Yeah. I can talk about the Warriors all fucking day.
We can do a whole podcast on the Warriors.
Chicks are packed.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
We can talk about do a whole podcast of that. So.
Dude, talking about the Warriors.
All right, cool. Next week, we're talking about the Warriors.
We're not talking about Binary Domain. I'm going to get a copy of the Warriors.
Get a copy of the Warriors.
You know that game was co-op? Split screen.
Was it?
You know what? That'd probably be a good game for us to play through.
That is a good game for us to play through. We should do a
That game's real fucking dumb.
We should do a Let's Play.
I need to get me a copy of the Warriors, and we need to play through that.
We should definitely do that. That sounds like the best thing ever to do.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah. They've spent a lot of their history being the kind of company that says, I don't care what you want. I want to make the game I want to make.
Yeah, yeah. And it's been successful.
And they wear their inspiration on their sleeves. Like, you know, when they made GTA 3, they were obviously way into fucking, you know, mafioso films.
Right.
And then when they made fucking Vice City, they were probably like, you know, Miami Vice was pretty fucking cool.
Right, yeah, exactly.
And Scarface was all right.
Scarface was pretty all right.
You know, it's
I like
just,
that Seagull song.
I ran. That's a good song.
That's a good song.
Not to be confused with the country.
Yeah.
But yeah, like they're the kind of company that just does whatever the fuck they want. And I'm convinced that if they released a game that never sold, I just don't think they would really care because they made the game they wanted to make.
Right.
But in the cold hard facts of the world,
if you fail at one, it's hard to say. You're right, because it's the plateau of failure is very narrow at this point. And it kind of happened with Atari, you know? Like, it was just like, you know, like, there was a lot put into it, not to make the game, but they overproduced so much and the demand was not there that, yeah, there was a lot more, but when E.T. happened, that was the stone that was like, that's one too many. Yeah. And then it all fell. It just all fell after that.
The writing had been on the wall.
Yeah, yeah. The writing had been on the wall, but like that was like the last stone of like, okay, that's another failure. Well, the whole industry is dead. We need Rob the Robot to revive this whole thing.
Gyromite. That's
Gyromite. That's what did it. It's so weird.
All I ever used that for was like to fucking move my G.I. Joes around on a chessboard.
That would be a cool one to do. Is just do like the whole history of the fall of video games. Back up to the rise after Nintendo. That'd be
I still
cool.
want
to
do... I don't have a problem with doing that. I still want to do the War for 94.
The War for 94 was different. Yes.
That is, in my opinion, one of the most interesting stories in video games.
Agreed.
To just watch Sega piss everything away in an instant. Like, all of that goodwill was just fucking gone.
Right, yeah.
It, you know, like, the Sega CD, like, a lot of people view that as, like, a dismal failure.
Right.
It's really not. It was cool, it was niche, it was a side project.
Right.
And if you didn't have it, you weren't necessary. Granted, the best Sonic games on there. Sonic CD is the best one.
Right.
But other than that, there's not necessarily a lot of essential experiences. It was a good sidestep.
Sure.
But when they just started panicking.
Yeah.
And releasing like 5 games a year that had Sonic in it.
Right.
And the 32 fucking X and the Nomad and all this weird shit.
Right.
Sega got fucking weird. And dropping the most megaton fucking information I've ever heard of at an E3 in 95.
Yeah.
The Sega Saturn is available today.
Wow. Yeah, just dropped it.
Like Apple before Apple was Apple.
Wow.
And they said, it's only at KB stores. They have it today. Go. It'll be at other stores later.
Wow.
But KB, initially, they don't exist either.
They don't exist
and
anymore either,
from
yeah.
the sounds of it, Sega may not exist pretty soon.
Yeah,
so,
they're hanging on by a thread there.
Hopefully they sell off Atlas before they just kind of explode, because where the fuck is Persona 5?
Yeah, good question.
Where the fuck is...
Where's Gungrave 2, damn it? That's what I'll say.
They made that. It was Gungrave Overdose. You ever play that one?
I never played that one, no.
I'll get you a copy of it.
I would love to play a copy.
I'll email you a copy. I'll eBay you a copy of it.
eBay me a copy of Gungrave Overdose, and I'll play that and be sad.
We'll do another fucking episode on this. Gungrave Overdrive. The game that nobody wanted.
Oh, man.
Except Brandon.
Yeah, pretty much.
It was overdose or overdrive or something.
Something, I'm sure. All right, moving on to the next
one. In my game. Literally seconds of research I did on that, I found out there was a second game. So.
There you go. All right, on to the next bits. We got a few, two more before we move on. The Witcher 3.
Yeah.
Leaked.
That game's in the wild.
Yeah.
It's not a leak in a necessarily a bad last generation sense. Last generation, because all those consoles were fucking hacked open.
Right.
If a game got out there, the fucking ISO would get dropped on the internet, everybody would download it, and hey, guess what? I'm playing it illegally because I can't buy it yet.
Weird.
These consoles aren't broken open yet. Basically what's happened is that I work in an unspecified game retailer. Yes. I do not know if we have The Witcher yet.
Right.
But I, you know, like Gears of War 3, big launches, games that are going to be a big deal, especially games that have big collector's editions, they slow ship that stuff.
Yeah.
So they ship it way early.
Yeah.
Like weeks early.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, sometimes we'll have boxes sitting around for a month.
Yeah.
It's just that's, just I don't know, it's fucking, waiting. It's the 15th releases. I don't know.
Right. Whatever. Yeah, just waiting for that release date. Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, that stuff, it comes in, it gets, you know, put into your inventory system, it gets processed, and then the box gets sealed, and nobody touches it again.
Right.
That's how it's supposed to work, but apparently somebody's out there selling The Witcher. And just FYI, if you happen to get your hands on a copy of The Witcher, don't try to Twitch it. Don't try to stream it live on Twitch,
yeah,
because
don't.
Your account will get banned.
Yep.
When this has happened in the past, I'm pretty sure they're all temporary bans, so if you just want to like throw caution to the wind and say, fuck it,
yeah.
You can go ahead and stream it and probably not lose your account forever and ever.
Right.
But, yeah, that game's apparently out there, and God!
That's a good-looking game.
I really, really want to play that game, but, like, part of me knows that, like, I shouldn't play it until, like, the fall. I don't play games in summer.
You don't play games in summer.
I don't.
You go out. You do stuff.
I go see human beings.
Yeah, right. This is your break time.
I go for jogs.
This is your break time from sitting in a dark room shooting people alone.
just looking at my fucking sweaty hands.
Yeah, right. Look at these hands.
Oh, they're sweaty.
Look at these hands.
What's wrong with these hands?
Murderous hands. Murderous hands.
But yeah, like in the summer, I typically don't... play through games. I
picture this leak was just like a bunch of new, like just a slew of new guys at game at like game stores. The Witcher's boxes came in and had no idea. And they just start throwing guys.
And
the Witcher's boxes.
What will happen a lot of times, like most major retailers, have inventory flags in them now in their point of sale system.
Yeah.
But we're so early that there's a chance that maybe those flags weren't present and somebody didn't pay attention to the date on the box.
Right.
But the one thing that somebody should have noticed is that typically games that are for launch day that ship early,
right,
they usually say, do not sell before this fucking date.
Yeah.
And it's a big-ass orange sticker on the game itself.
On the game itself. It's hey.
But whatever.
Yeah.
It's out there. If you can find one, awesome.
Right.
I think I'm getting a free copy of that.
Are you? Interesting.
Yeah.
Like, legally? Or
yeah.
Did you get an ISO? No.
Yeah, I got. I know a guy.
I know a guy who gets an ISO.
He'll look you up. I got a JTAG.
Interesting. I would like to see that one play through as well. That's it's a good looking title. It looks cool.
Yeah, yeah. I'll definitely goof around with it, especially if I'm not going to have to pay anything for it. But, pretty pumped to see how that turned out. Like,
yep.
You know, Batman's kind of the same way. It's like, should I just play Batman in the fall?
Yeah.
Like, when I'll enjoy it.
Right.
Like, what I typically do, like, you know, look at the way that I finished The New Order.
Yeah.
You know, one of the Wolfenstein games.
The Wolfenstein.
I started it last spring, and then it got warm, and then I finished it in the fall.
Yep, that's right. Boom. There you go.
I just start slam dunking hoes in the fall. As soon as the weather gets bad, I'm like, I don't want to fucking leave the house.
I don't want to do anything.
Just gonna look at my hands.
Just gonna look at these hands. These murderous hands.
Fucking.
That's the title.
All right. We're not into the Silken Goku anymore.
Well, no, I'm just gonna keep saying it until I remember one of these when I listen to it again.
Fair enough.
Anyway, the last bit of news here is Rock Band production.
Yeah!
Rock Band's a little cautionary about what they're producing.
Oh,
how much they're producing.
It was Mad Catz that came out.
Mad Catz. Mad Catz.
They have partnered with Mad Catz, who... Man, remember when Mad Catz used to be fucking shit?
Yeah, garbage.
They
made
some of the
trash.
Best accessories in the goddamn world.
They do. They were utter garbage. They never felt right, and now...
You know my bomb-ass Street Fighter stick? Those are all Mad Catz.
Yeah, Mad Catz, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they make some great HOTAS.
It's like
fucking flight simulators.
It's like at some point they were like, we need some quality control in this company. They like hired a guy. He's like, yeah, this isn't good.
Well, at a certain point, like if you're working for a company like this, you hear what people say about your product.
Right, yeah.
And when everybody's like, man, those fucking controllers are garbage. You only want to hear that for so long before you go like, well, we're making a why don't we just make our stuff a little bit more expensive and have it not be shit?
Yeah, be good.
Mad Catz has come out and said that that they are the official partner for Rock Band 4's instruments.
Okay.
And they have said that full band kits may be scarce.
Okay.
If you have old instruments, as we've stated before this podcast, they will work as long as you're on the same platform.
Right.
So if you're going from 360 to Xbox One or PS3 to PS4, they will work.
Right.
But if you're one of those guys who had a 360 and decided to buy a PS4,
gotta
throw all that shit away.
It's garbage.
Or go out and buy an Xbox or something. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
Something.
Right.
They have said that production will be light. I almost guarantee the reason that that is true is because how many retailers got fucking burnt on full band kits last generation near the end there.
Yeah.
You were seeing Guitar Hero World Tour sets for like $20.
Yeah.
Those things were over $200 fucking dollars when they were new.
The price fall was pretty lenient there.
Not step on a drum kit in a Goodwill.
Yep, I remember they lined the walls of pawn shops and every other sort of thing.
Yeah, it became kind of a fucking joke. It's a testament to how popular those games were.
Right.
That stores felt that confident to buy that many, but when it was done, it was done.
It was like a week later, just dropped off the face of the earth. People were done with that game.
It was like the week that Tony Hawk's American Wasteland came out, and you went like, nobody bought these.
Huh, that's weird, right?
I guess that game that had the jackass guys in it was not as well received as we had hoped.
Weird, right?
Or like a story of working at a game retailer.
Yeah.
Fight Night Round 3
was
one of the early examples just after launch. It was like February of 2006. 360 game looked incredible.
Right.
And everybody bought it.
That's the series from Dreamcast originally, correct?
No, this was the EA boxing.
That was the EA one.
It was originally known as Knockout Kings.
Right, yes.
And they changed to Fight Night.
Okay.
Which, I don't care. Either of those, great name.
Right.
So they decided to buy a bunch of Fight Night Round 4
right.
when that came out. We had drawers.
Stacked everywhere.
But yeah, so I decided to help them out a little bit.
Right.
And readjust the pricing. And get
okay.
Out of there.
There you go.
I recommend if you know you're down for Rock Band and you don't have instruments anymore, I hate fucking saying this, but you'll probably want to pre-order.
Right.
I'm not a huge fan of throwing money down for something that you don't know what the end product's going to be.
Right.
But if Rock Band is a known quantity, it's going to use all your old DLC.
Exactly.
Do you know how that played? This game will play like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you know you're in, fucking do it.
And everybody who, pawned off their Rock Band instruments are saying, fuck! Like right now.
Just go to pawn shops. I'm sure they still have them.
Probably do.
Who bought them?
Who bought them? Nobody bought them. They're still sitting in the back seat there. Go to a Goodwill.
So
yep, but that's gonna do it for the news.
But yeah, that's the news.
Yeah. Hey guys, that's gonna do it for this episode, or this part of episode
34 of the Video Destruct podcast. However, we will be back this weekend for part two, where we'll be talking about Wolfenstein 3D and the experience that I had with it, and how much that's defined Hoss's entire lifestyle. So there we go. We'll see you back here this weekend for part two of the Video Destruct podcast, episode 34.